Hey, look who's here.
Am I on?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm on.
Hello.
What's up?
It's Commander Keith.
How's everyone?
You met Paul Verzi?
I did, yes, just sir. A second
Paul,
ago.
This is our boss.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm very
important. Did you hear that? So he heard Keith talk for 5 minutes, and then I say he's the boss. He's a... Oh.
Right, that doesn't make any sense. That person should be in charge of nothing.
The reason why I said, oh, is because usually, you know, you're like, you're cool.
Well, for now. I'm insane in meetings.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You would think it's a suit and tie. And yeah, it's not. There's none of that, by the way.
This is why I've never been really promoted and don't have a... That's why I only have 1.5 bathrooms.
I want to talk to him.
I should dress for the job I want.
I want to talk to him.
That's hilarious.
Yes. All right, here we go.
All right, great.
Jazz and AJ. Trentolo and Trentolo. Commander Keith, top five.
Super Bowl weekend. How did you know that this isn't what I was going to talk about? You were like, we don't know what he's going to talk about. Of course I'm going to talk about the Super Bowl.
I don't know what the top five is.
Right.
Oh, right. Well, the top five is things that interest me about the Super Bowl. Real high level.
There's five whole things?
Yeah, there are five.
He's a Pats fan.
Right. I'm a super Pats fan, so that is what a lot of this has to do with. But
what number do we think we're going to hear Sydney Sweeney first this week?
There's no Sydney Sweeney reference this week.
Are you sure?
I can't believe it.
But by the way, she launched the...
There it is.
But not related to the list. She launched Romance this week of her lingerie line. I don't know if you checked out Romance. Last week it was like Seductress. This week it's Romance. Oh, yeah. Romance is a good one.
I'm wearing it now.
There's a video. She's like watering the garden in her like romance outfit. I don't know. But it is.
Know. Did you water the garden after that?
Right. It is. She is getting my emails. Like, she knows what she should be posting now. She stopped posting, like, I'm the angry nun in the horror movie. No, it is just these lingerie lines.
She's getting your emails. She's forwarding them to the FBI.
Right. I think next week is like playful. That's the lingerie line for next week. It's been a big...
How many lines?
Yeah. Four.
Oh, sorry.
I know too much. But
no,
it's four
you're
lines.
Fine.
Did you see
you
that? Said, he answered. It was like, I shouldn't have done that.
I was going to say, you answered that like it was like the Star Wars sequel. It's four. Episode 4.
But the...
Revenge of the Panties.
If you don't follow her, you should. Like, it is worth every second.
Yeah,
I know this. I know basically this is an ad for Sydney Sweeney every week now, but man, she's a good follow.
If she needs a kidney, you know, he's jumping right in.
Right. Oh, someday.
Anyway. Not great without makeup, though, no?
Well, we've never really seen her without makeup.
What are you, a lawyer?
I thought Keith was going to say, she has a face?
No, I think, you know, people talk... This is off the rails. But people who want to criticize her talk about her eyes. That her eyes, like, aren't, like, up and big enough and beautiful enough. But I don't know. They look fine.
Her eyes make her.
Yeah, I think she's got a special, like...
Well, there her is eyes...
There is 7 minutes in the movie The Housemaid that is worth watching. I've mentioned this before.
Do you want to put the sound on? Or
and it's on. You can stream it now.
Oh, wow.
So this weekend.
Dude, my 13-year-old daughter went to that movie twice. And
that is not a movie for 13-year-olds.
I know. But she sneaks all the other stuff downstairs.
Right,
we were just like, yeah, my wife's like, she saw like a lot worse, and her and her friends went and loved it. But yeah, I wish I probably should have stepped in.
What's it called? The Housemaid?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's available on Apple TV. Right.
Right, you kids got to go.
That's going to be my halftime show.
You really just need the 7 minutes.
I don't need to see Bad Bunny.
Right. You'll know the part when they get to the hotel. That can be your halftime show.
Fast forward to the hotel.
Yeah, fast forward to the hotel.
I'm surprised you don't know how far to fast forward. It's exactly 48 minutes and 26 seconds.
Can I do my list?
Trentolo. Commander Jesus. Keith, top five.
Okay, so I've been really good all week, right? Chicken, no cheese, less tater tots. I've used half the salad dressing because I was told I used too much salad dressing.
Which half?
Right. So come Sunday, though, like I got to eat my face off, right? It is not my fault the Patriots made it to the Super Bowl. Now that they're here... I got to celebrate with all the things. Big yellow beer, charcuterie boards, enough pigs in a blanket that it equals a real pig. Like, there is no way that this Sunday, despite my effort to not be whatever this is now, a big blob, there is no way that I can restrain myself on Sunday. So I'm all out Sunday. Tonight, no beers. even on a Friday night.
Wow, you're pacing yourself.
Yeah, I'm not going to have any beers tonight. I'm going to have a seltzer, not like a booze seltzer.
What about
like
Saturday night?
Right, seltzer.
Saturday's tough. How do you not have like at least one beer? This sounds like a drunk pervert so far in this segment. But how do you not have one beer on Saturday?
Paul, this is our boss.
This is the last week it'll be sponsored.
The key is he recognizes.
Right, so tonight, no beers, light dinner. Uh-huh. Tomorrow, I just got to keep myself in check somehow. And then Sunday off the rails. And then Monday, we're back at it. That's my plan.
That's a good plan. That's logic. That's right. Good.
Hang on, let me write this down. Don't use bathroom on first floor.
Right.
Are you watching the Super Bowl with friends?
Yes, that's the problem.
Yeah,
like, if I was watching at home, like, I could sort of pace myself and be, but like, when you're at a party, you know, you got to lick it up, you know, Kiss says it best. Okay, so number four.
What kind of party are you going to?
This Drake May's wife, right? They've been together since middle school. They got married this summer. Remember, he's 23. She's a baker. She's become an internet celebrity because of the dumb baking.
Is it the baking?
Yeah, because she's not like Sydney Sweeney. She's like normal looking. She looks like AJ. Like, she's just regular.
She has my sympathy there.
Right. She looks like AJ.
My point here is, I am interested in seeing how long this lasts. Remember, Brady had a kid and a serious girlfriend before the famous supermodel.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
This Drake May wins the Super Bowl. I'm not sure your girlfriend from when you're 13 makes it to the next Super Bowl. That's my guess. Oh, call me crazy.
It's going to change everything.
Now, he's into Jesus or whatever, so that kind of excuse things, but I don't see that she makes it.
He's into Jesus.
Well, you know, if you're like wicked into Jesus, you love to be married and all that stuff.
They usually don't make it past the draft.
Right. Like, he's got that whole morals and values. Yeah,
he wore a sweatshirt yesterday that said, like, life's a blessing. I'm like, all right, we get it.
She's cute.
She's fine. She looks like AJ. She's fine.
Me, she's not cute.
She is if you saw her in the mall.
She's the girl next door.
Yeah, you saw her in the mall, you'd be like, no, all right.
Wait, where do you live exactly?
But no, I mean, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
She's cute.
She's wholesome.
Cool.
Wholesome, that type of thing. Yeah,
good. Right. Baking, whatever.
She bakes, she's old.
Yeah, no, they're together.
And looks like me, she's bald.
They're not going to break up.
Right.
You want to bet? I'll bet.
How much?
I'll bet $3,000 by the time he's 30, they are not together.
It's a long time. 7 years.
Yeah, $3,000.
Wow.
Cool last 7 years anymore.
Seriously.
He'd be what, 30 then?
He'll be 30.
That's a good number.
I think that's a fair bet. $3,000.
I'm not taking that.
How about 3 years? $1,000 a year. 3 years.
I'll take 3 years. They're going to have kids.
Whoa. 3 years, I'll bet you dinner.
Wait. What kind of dinner?
Let's go.
Right, I'll bet you Capital Grill, 3 years.
Capital Grill.
Let's do 5 years since we've been just discussing.
5 years, fine.
Five
done.
Years is good.
Okay,
five
good. Years. You can get wine at that dinner if it's
right.
5 years.
Okay, 5 years.
All right, very good.
Wait, what kind of wine?
A $100 bottle at max.
Uno.
Duckhorn.
What's Uno?
Hold on. CC All Con Media.
It's a bottle. No, it's like the only wine I can think of.
The fact that you had Duckhorn off the top that fast.
This is Boone Farm on.
Unreal.
Number three. Something nuts will happen, right? If you believe that the NFL is now scripted, which is possible, they've got to keep people interested. If you remember the Super Bowls of the 80s, they were all blowouts. There were no blowouts anymore. And if you recall all the Patriots Super Bowls, you know, 2-1 last second field goals, 28-3, one was the interception, one was the helmet catch. These writers have to make something interesting happening in the fourth quarter. So watch for it. And when something weird happens, send me an email and say, oh, there are writers. You called it, Keith. There is no way that it's the fourth quarter and it's like 40-10 like the Bears-Patriots Super Bowl in 1985. Like, this will be close to the last minute. Something will happen.
Sydney Sweeney runs on the field.
Write this audio down.
I've already sent two emails from this one break.
I want this on my phone so I could text it to him when
you'll see.
A blowout.
There, no way. No, it will be down to the wire no matter what. I guarantee it. No blowout. Number two. Tom Brady has legit upset me. I visited the man's statue. I took a pilgrimage to the man's statue to take photos with my...
Really?
Oh, yeah, they put a statue at Gillette. I went.
Damn.
I drove an hour and a half to stand in front of it and take pictures.
Wow. As you should have.
It was a big deal.
He earned it.
And then yesterday, this week, he's doing press, and he says he's not picking a side.
Yeah, he doesn't like the Patriots.
There's no dog in the fight.
Why would he say that?
I don't. Well, so there's three reasons.
Talk about him now. Why?
They think, one, Fox told him not to pick a side because he's like a commentator, but he's not commentating the Super Bowl, so sure. Yeah. He fake owns the Raiders, so maybe that's why. And he's hiring the Seattle coach to be the coach of the Raiders, the defensive coordinator of the offense, one of the guys.
Oh, no, you don't there
you
go.
But can I add, you know why? I'm gonna add one to that. I think when Kraft had the decision of like him or Belichick, or I think Brady maybe wanted Belichick out.
Yeah.
And Kraft was like, nah, I can't do that. And then he was like, well, then I'm gone. I think that
they built him a statue.
That's true.
It's 12 feet tall.
Okay.
Why 12? Is that significant?
Yes.
Okay. This is the reason why. This is reason, because now we're talking about him.
Yeah, no. The
That's
whole
why he
thing,
did it.
Well, could be.
We're
the
talking
the
about
whole
him.
Thing is, if somebody builds you, if this building built a Chaz statue for the rest of your life, you've got to say, I love PLR. Till you're dead.
I will say it without the statue.
But let's say we make you mad. We fire you, things are bad, whatever, and then they build you a statue. You still got to say it.
I would always say I love PLR.
Ugh.
I'm sorry.
You've got to play along to this bit.
I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Hey, right, thank you.
That's how you get fired.
Right, boss!
I want a 13 for statue.
And my number one thing about the Super Bowl, time for my prediction. In reality, I think Seattle's the better team and should probably win, but Sam Darnold is sneaky bad. Deep down, he sucks. And these Patriots have been so lucky. It's going to be close. Something nuts will happen, but in the end, Duck Boats Boils and Shreen on Tuesday. My face will be painted. 20-17 Pats. That's my prediction.
That's close.
It's nice. Close. Right. It's down to the wire. You watch. Send me that email.
Oh, we're going to send you lots of texts.
In bold caps.
And that's it.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Nice. Chaz and AJ. Trentolo and Trentolo. Commander Keith, top five.